Welcome to the Brocast with Armando, Sean, and Colin. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Colin.
My name is Armando.
And I'm Sean.
We are fulfilling a 11-month promise of starting our April Fool's Week show with that. I forgot to do it last week is when I probably should have done it. And I was thinking about having last night having Mike, Jay, and Jack, when they did Westworld, record an intro pretending to be us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wouldn't that have been awesome? Maybe I still will.
You know, cut this part out of the show and we can do it next year. Or in 2 years when Westworld season 4 comes out.
Yeah. How is everybody? This is season 4, episode 36, episode number 171. How is it going? How is week 3 of Shelter in Place starting out for you?
Oh, I don't know. It's the first day in 3 weeks I feel like I'm wearing an underwire bra.
Oh.
Oh, I am definitely not. I've got the little bralette thing on.
It's only because I've run out of like bralettes and like casual sports bras. So now it's just like the legitimate like exercise sports bras or the underwire.
I would have I would have just not worn one.
See, I find it uncomfortable to go all day without one.
Oh no.
I need some support.
Not me. You can tell that we're not live this week because Shania and I just totally pulled down our shirts and was like, look at our bras.
but to be fair, it doesn't look like a bra. It just looks like a really cute cami.
Yeah.
True.
I wouldn't that doesn't scream bra to me. It screams super cute. Yeah.
That's kind.
Side note, I never wear the white one, but I'm only wearing the white one because I've been wearing bralettes nonstop for a week and a half, and all the other ones are in the laundry, and I meant to do laundry yesterday, Monday, but now it's Tuesday night, and I still haven't done it, so here we are.
I might do laundry tomorrow.
I'm in a similar laundry situation, but also it's like, I do need to do laundry, but also I can hold out a little bit more. It's kind of like my pantry, like, I do need to go grocery shopping, but like there's still stuff in there that I could eat. So,
Same. We actually just moved over to like the emergency buy toilet paper. Like we're out of the good stuff. And this was like the bargain basement crap we could find buried and hidden in a corner in the very back of the grocery store. So we've got like 3 of those from 2 different stores in the neighborhood. So we figured we'd try them out and see which of those we liked best, because that might be like the only option for a while.
Shit, man.
No toilet paper is too
big. Is there still no toilet paper? I haven't looked yet because last time I bought toilet paper was before all of this happened. But because I get it at Costco, I just still have like a surplus.
Yeah, we bought it just because we needed it at Costco right before all this. But they have it again because we picked up some for Jack because he said that they had gone to a bunch of stores and couldn't find any. And he was going to order it on Amazon for, are you ready? $64.
No.
That's
what?
For
a 12-pack.
I thought they cut that shit out.
Then maybe it was eBay or something. It was definitely
I thought there was some control.
Last we looked on Amazon, they didn't even have any. So
It was somewhere on the internet, and he was going we were like, but it wasn't going to arrive until April 22nd.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, that's absurd.
So Jay was like, or maybe we could just look for you when we go to Costco. And we found it. They were fully in stock. It was just the Kirkland brand. So, you know, nothing fancy.
That's the one that I take.
So, yeah.
It is good enough.
Yeah. No, I'm not picky.
Nothing to be had in our corner of Brooklyn.
Ugh.
We go every day, Daniel and I, we break for lunch together from working. And we go for a walk around the neighborhood. And lately we've been walking down like our sort of main drag just to kind of see how long is the grocery store line. Is it halfway down the block or is it just around the corner?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, what is the Duane Reade doing? And today I thought I saw a pile of paper product and I got really excited that it was toilet paper. It was paper towel.
Well, that'll do it.
Works.
I mean, it's, you know, mildly like sandpaper on the veg, but it's okay.
Right. I was like, I almost got in the line to get in the Duane Reade. Because, right, if you go out at noon, there's a line to get into any store you want to get into.
Wow. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, what is something good that you've done? Like, what is something positive that you've accomplished or done as a result of this sheltering in place stuff?
I untied that knot of yarn that took me 45 minutes.
And you finished the 30-day challenge.
I did. I finished the 30
days. I saw that. I'm on day 27. I am super fucking close.
Oh, nice. Nice. She yeah. said. And I did 30. I did day 30 this year. Usually I never do the day 30 because it always feels kind of like, well, I do these videos because I want instruction. I don't want to just like be left to my own devices. I could just do that by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did it.
Well, that's good. And Shandy, what's something positive that you've done or achieved or just something good?
I honestly, I've been thinking a lot about how thankful I am for 2019 because...
Well, which also I mean, sucked.
Like,
but...
Stay with me here.
With you, all the way.
I know that 2019 was terrible, sort of like geopolitically and for a lot of people, but I said it on the podcast last year, 2019 was a great year for me. And I'm so thankful and happy with myself that I did the things that I did. And some of it was just like really, you know, good timing that didn't depend on me. And I was just kind of along for the ride. And some of it was stuff that I had planned out and like made a point to do. And this week in particular, I'm really thinking about that because a year ago this time, we were about to head to the Grand Canyon. And on April 2nd, 2019, we hiked the fucking Grand Canyon. So it's like I'm seeing all the pictures come back in my memories and stuff. And I'm just so fucking thankful that I did that. I prepared that trip for 9 months.
That's right. And
I just can't even imagine if I had prepared that for this year instead, or if, you know, I had thought like, oh, the timing, like with work, I'm not sure. Like, can I ask for that off? Because it's kind of like an important time at work. And so if I had put up barriers for myself and not just gone for it, then I wouldn't have done it, but I did it. And I'm very thankful. So it's not an accomplishment or anything, but I'm just grateful for that.
Good.
I think that's great. I think it's like leading from a place of gratitude when things are really shitty and stressful is a really useful way to focus your mind energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when I've been getting really stressed out about how much I've been working, it's like, well, I get to work.
You get to work.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about where my next paycheck is coming from, nor does Daniel. Like, we're very fortunate in that way. And it's like, yeah, I can handle this stress. At least work stress is a stress I understand.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we've talked about that. Like, we're very fortunate that we are both still able to work and get our full paychecks, knock on wood, as of right now.
Right.
And we're very grateful for that opportunity. Jay and I have been going for walks, and not every day, but most days. And, you know, just chatting about things. Today we're talking about like how just broken the world has felt like since 2016. Just every year is more insane than last year, and something's got to give. And maybe this is the tipping point. Who knows? We'll see.
God, I hope so.
I know. But my something positive, I've got a couple of positive things, I guess. I've been doing the Taylor Swift song brackets, which we're almost done. I have actually loved doing that every day. It's been so much fun. I didn't realize I liked Taylor Swift as much as I do these songs.
I've known like two of those songs. So good on ya.
Yeah. I didn't realize that I knew so many and that I didn't know so many, but now I've learned them. Nice. But I've had a lot of fun doing that, and I think we're gonna, if I can find a good one, do the Office episodes bracket next.
Ooh.
But my only condition for whatever we do next, if we do another one, is that it's got to be one that is already out there. I think it's more controversial if we're doing the seeds ourselves and ranking them. I think like it's got to come from an outside party. That's like an outside source that's created it. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've been more, I'm more appreciative. I've always been very appreciative of my online community, and I am so grateful to have them now, where I feel like being inside sucks, but this is going to sound terrible. A lot of my social life remains uninterrupted. I was telling, I think I tweeted this maybe, but I over this past weekend, watching everybody like tweet about like their virtual bar nights, like over Zoom and whatever. And I'm like, bitches, that's what I've called Tuesday night for the last 4 years.
That's true. We're early adopters of the trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was using Google Hangouts before you even knew what Zoom was.
Or Zoom was even a thing.
Totally.
Yeah, good times. I think that the other thing that I did that was positive was, Jesus, I watched Tiger King, which I know everyone else has also watched.
Quite I still ride. Haven't watched it.
It's quite a ride.
This has now been recommended to me.
I don't think my life is any better for having seen it.
No, it's
but
definitely
it is a thing
not.
I did, and I regret nothing.
I think I feel a little bit better about my life. I don't know. Like I'm still having a really tough time wrapping my head around the fact that it doesn't mainly take place in Florida. Mm. It has a very Florida feel to it, even though the, you know, conclusion happens in Florida, of course. I believe near where Desiree lives, but like this show is insane. And Shandy, you're gonna have to watch it before we record next week, because honestly, I want to talk about it. Might rewatch it. I might do, if you watch it, Shandy, our like middle section for next week, I will rewatch it myself, and I will come up with like a quiz, like true or false, this really happened during the show kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Okay, I will really try to watch it. The thing is, it's weird because you would think that I would have all this extra time. But again, like because I am lucky enough to still be working,
yeah,
it's like somehow I don't.
Oh, we started it on Friday night. I've not watched one TV show during the day whatsoever. Yeah. I literally actually have not been online as much during the day. I've been doing a lot of like house kind of stuff because I'm like, all right, this is your time to like, while you're sitting here, like you can fold laundry while keeping an eye on your email or, yeah, you know, but or put the, you know, go load the dishwasher up, which by the way, I didn't realize how many fucking dishes we have. Like, I feel I've done less laundry because I'm lazy and as talked about previously, and more dishes than ever before. I ran the dishwasher like every other day for the last week.
Dude, we run a dishwasher like every fucking day. And there are only two of us.
I know.
We don't have a dishwasher. We can wash dishes 3 times a day.
Oh my God. It is crazy. Yeah, I can't believe that. I was like,
hands from all the hand washing and all the dishwashing. My hands are,
you know,
the fact they have any skin on them at all anymore is miraculous.
That's what she said.
That took me longer than it really should have.
That's because, what she said.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, but it took me an embarrassingly long amount of time to sort of like pick up on that, because in California, it's not humid, obviously, like the East Coast, but it's just humid enough that like I don't get dry skin here like I would in, say, Montana.
Yeah, it's different.
And so all of a sudden, my hands were just like totally, they look like Montana hands all of a sudden. And I kept being like, what the fuck? It took a good couple of days to realize like, oh yeah, I'm washing my hands a shit ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real sad.
Yeah, it is.
And then I thought I had like a whole Costco stock of lotion. So it's like, it's no big deal. I have so much lotion because I'm like almost done with one. I can just lube those hands up. Also what she said. Only to find out that I accidentally bought a Costco size 3-pack of face cleanser.
Oh no.
Skin cleanser, not skin lotion.
Not the same.
I've done that before.
Not the same. And I don't even use that kind of product, but now I do.
It's good. It's important to wash one's face.
Well, I do wash one's face, but I just one's face.
Hey, I wash
my face, but I wash my face just with soap. Because why buy an extra product? Yeah. That's my thought. But now I have this. So we'll see if there's a difference. It'll be a fun experiment.
She's got a spa-like complexion with Montana hands.
Montana hands. That's like the start of a country song if I ever heard one.
I know. Yeah, but oh my God, I've been using the baby lotion, like extra, like, you know.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it actually is. It's great. Okay, I have one story that's not like super positive, but it's also not super negative. It's more like one of those reminders to people to be good fucking neighbors. Okay, so I took Zachary and Alex to walk on the Greenway the other day on Sunday to get out of the house because they had been home, you know, all day on Saturday and they were bored. And I was like, well, let's go for a walk on the Greenway. So, you know, we go and I started them in the stroller because Zach is kind of lazy. And it's not that he's lazy, he has a lot of energy. He just, like, if you make him do something like, hey, we're going to walk, and then of course he doesn't want to. So I had the double stroller. And I also knew it was close to nap time for Alex. So I was like, well, this, you know, he's probably going to walk and then like have a meltdown. I'm going to push him back. And that was kind of my thoughts. So anyway, I pushed them for like a half mile. And then I was like, why am I pushing you guys? Let's walk. So I had them out and I was pushing the empty stroller and Zachary was literally sulking the whole time about how he'd been walking for forever. And I was like, dude, it's been 0.2 miles, like literally not even 0.25 miles. And I know this because I'm looking at it on my watch. So Alex, though, was discovered a pile of rocks and he loves to play with rocks. So this is the scene. Alex was behind me by about 10 feet. Because it's like a paved Greenway trail. So he's on the trail, but he's at the edge because he's looking at a rock pile that's off of the trail, right? And he's bent down. I'm 10 feet ahead of him because Zach is up there standing in the middle of the trail sulking about how he's walking. So I look at him and I'm like, there's a biker coming. And I look at him and I'm like, Zach, get out of the way. There's a biker right there. And you're going to get hit. And the biker drives past Zachary, drives past Alex, and he looks at me and he goes, he's going to get run over. And I'm thinking that he means Zachary. And I was like, I know, I'm sorry. And that's all I said. And then I didn't think anything of it. And we get to the end of the trail. We turn around. It's not a very far path. It's like a mile each way. And Zachary at this point is walking on his own and he's pushing the stroller and I'm trying to get Alex up because we made it like the rest of the way and then Alex got distracted by another rock pile and he's not in the middle of the trail. He's on the paved Greenway, but he's looking at a pile of rocks that's not on it. So he's squatted down at the edge of it and I'm bent next to him, bent over, and I'm like, come on, buddy. Like, I was like, you know, trying to coax him up, like, come on, buddy, we got to get going. It's time to go back. And the same bicyclist had turned around and was going his opposite way. He just says, coming through. And I was like, oh, sorry. And then he slows down next to me and Alex, looks at me and goes, Jesus Christ, idiot. And then drives away.
What?
And I was like, did you just call me an idiot? And he didn't turn around and answer because he had already zipped by. So I was so taken aback. Like, I was like, I was torn between like, let it go, and I want to chase this motherfucker down and be like, why don't you call me an idiot to my fucking face? So this poor woman who definitely had to have been like in her early 20s, she's walking her dog, and I was like, that guy just called me an idiot. And she's like, what? And I'm like, and she didn't have headphones in, so I thought it was fair. She was like, they just called me an idiot. So then I told her, and she goes, how rude. And I was like, I know. So yeah, like Alex was not, like you would have had, the way he was, you would have had to have gone out of the way to run him over.
Well, and I would also imagine this Greenway is wide enough that it's like he could get wide around you safely.
Yeah, it's wide. It's, and he has to understand, like, the state parks and the playgrounds are closed right now. So we right. couldn't get into Amistad if we wanted to. We couldn't go to a playground that wasn't our backyard. Like, the greenways are the only things that are open right now. The lake, like the two lakes in the area, I believe those are closed. There was a lot of kids and a lot of families that were walking, you know, out there. So it wasn't like, have a little bit of like understanding that these kids have all been cooped up for weeks. And if one of them wants to kneel down on the side of the road and look at fucking rocks because he's 2 years old, like, you don't have to call the mom an idiot. Like, maybe he saw Zachary complaining in the middle of the road the first time around. Like, he had to have heard him because he was like whining about it. So like, have a little bit of like compassion here for, like, it was just, it was so rude. So anyway, we're all tense under these situations, under these circumstances right now. So I implore everyone to please keep in mind that we're all in this together and, you know, be a good neighbor. Like, the same mentality where you offer to buy groceries for your elderly neighbors, have some compassion for the parents out there who are dealing with kids who are cooped up. And yeah, it's for their own good, but like, you know, children are meant to.
Yeah. They don't understand.
There's a lot of energy that they need to, like, you know? So, whatever.
Also, maybe he can just be a little bit careful when he's biking right next to a toddler. Like, he sounds like a giant a-hole. But I think what's interesting about this whole situation is that truly, in times of crises, like, your true colors come out. And I think we're definitely seeing some truths about people. I've been really surprised. Like, I've been surprised to see, like, oh, okay, there are still some people who are having people over to their place, even though we're in a shelter in place.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you? Like, okay. It's just, it's interesting to see, and it's disappointing, but, you know, you see who people truly are.
Yeah. Well, I read this great tweet, and it said something, I can't remember exactly, but it was something to the effect of, like, the reason why certain groups are having such a difficult time with shelter in place is that they're not used to the restrictive, living under restrictive social situations. So it basically was like, your white privilege is being tested right now. Like,
yeah.
You know? And it was really, totally. It was a really interesting way of, like, totally, looking at totally. It. Like, yeah, the restrictive social norms that minorities have to face, and like, it's harder for people who are in charge, you know, for
lack of that's such a good point. And like, the people that I learned about who were still getting together are all white dudes, but
yeah, that would probably be
very interesting that kind of checks out. But it is, it's like, yeah, you actually are being asked to care about the collective and not just the individual. Yeah. And some people are not like used to that.
Yeah.
It's unnecessarily hard for some.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, there's a shelter in place and everyone's supposed to stay home and you're specifically not supposed to go over to friends' houses. Yeah. But like, oh, but we're being really careful. Like, we'll make sure to be, you know. Really
no one I know is sick.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? The rest of us have figured out how to adapt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zoom, it's hard.
Man. It's the new cool thing. Yeah.
Well, and like we talked about with extroverts last week with Aaron's email, like, it is tough. It's tough to be at home. You know, it's, I feel like I'm living dry January, but it's indefinite right now. It has definitely not been dry. Although we might have a couple of dry weeks in April.
I've been doing dry days, just like taking a day off.
Yeah, that's what we're definitely gonna do that. Well, we were originally gonna do the whole month because we wanted to look pretty for you guys when you came in May. And now I'm like, I know. Now I'm like, well, Jay and I kind of looked at each other. He was like, "Are we still doing this whole month thing?" And I was like, "Well, there's not really a reason other than like for our health. So maybe we just take it like week by week."
Oh, that.
Can we just do it week by week? anyway, I was like, just watch Tiger King, and like, there's a lot there, and it's just, God, that fucking show is so insane.
Health experts say it's healthier to do it in moderation than to like go cold turkey and then go full hog. So, you know, you're fine. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway. Does anybody else have anything before we move on?
Oh, I started a new book.
Ooh.
That I'm very excited about.
Do tell.
It's called Woman of Little Importance. And I picked it up at work. It's about this female spy during World War II. And apparently she, like, modern day espionage has a lot to thank to this woman.
Ooh.
So I'm only like a chapter in, but it's really interesting. But it's written by a woman. It's about a woman. It's, yeah, more to come as I get further into the story. But this lady thus far has had a very interesting life, and she hasn't even become a spy yet.
Nice.
That's awesome. I took out a book to read last night, but then I didn't. But it's out on the counter now.
Hey, you are one step closer to reading a book.
Yeah, it's a children's book, The Wrinkle in, nice. Wrinkle in Time.
Never read it, actually. I have heard of it, but I've never read it.
I think it's the one that was the movie with, yes, Oprah and, yeah. Well,
with Ava DuVernay directed, with Oprah.
Yeah.
And Mindy Kaling. Like, this might be the best movie ever.
I wanted to watch it. I wanted to read it when it came out, so I ordered it, but never read it. So I figured it's easy. It's an easy read. It's a children's book, but it's up my alley type of story.
Nice.
I can say that I read a book. And then I am going to start To Kill a Mockingbird, as I did a follow-up and sent you guys the picture of the Instagram that I talked about from, what was it, Amanda, like 122 weeks ago or something?
I don't know. Shandy was the one that actually read that part. I didn't read it. I was just like, ha ha ha, yay, picture.
Yeah, it was from like 2012.
Yeah, 399W ago. Yeah.
No, didn't realize why that was funny. Thanks, Shandy.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. Legit, I've never been one for the fine print.
Good times. All right. Moving on. Did you guys see, and I hope this is not an April Fool's thing, because if it is, I will be so upset.
Tiger King has a sequel?
No. No, I think it already is getting another one. No, Chris Maloney's Elliot Stabler returning for Law & Order SVU spinoff.
Interesting.
I didn't really understand any of those words, I know that Law and Order is a thing.
Yeah, I feel like that could be true. What has he been in recently? Maybe, you know, homeboy needs a paycheck.
Maybe.
But that also feels like it could very well be an April Fool's thing. So I'm torn.
I know. It was posted on Entertainment Weekly today, so it's a day early for April Fool's. It's a new Dick Wolf series. By the way, is Dick Wolf still alive?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know him personally, but
he's going to play Stabler, and it's a 13-episode drama that is going to revolve around Stabler leading an NYPD organized crime unit. So there could be a Stabler-Benson reunion. Ooh. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
All right. So, there's a little side note there. Okay. So I was trying to find things to talk about here, and I was trying to find, like, upbeat things. And I found hilarious pranks for April Fool's Day.
Ooh, and I like it.
By the time you hear this, it's too late. But for next year, take notes. All right. One is insect lamps, and it's getting, like, a fake bug, or just cutting out the shape of a fake bug and putting it on the inside of, like, your friend's lamp and making them freak out and think there's a bug in there. For April Fool's Day 2007, we were doing Metro Buzz, and John and I had Jay and Jack do a fake intro to the Metro Buzz show. And that was the very first time that I ever talked to Jay, and we recorded it on March 29th, I think, and I was at my aunt's house sitting, and the internet went down. So I had to record that, bring everything out to my car, and steal her neighbor's, borrow internet from her next door neighbor.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one with the seeds in the keyboard.
Okay.
A grass garden in your coworker's keyboard. So then, like, grass is, like, growing up from in between the keys.
That is actually pretty funny. That is so something that Pam and Jim would have done to Dwight.
Yep. It's like your keyboard looks like a chia pet.
Which, what are some of the best office pranks? Because I happen to love the one where they put all of Dwight's stuff in the vending machine.
Oh, that's a good one. I like the wrapping paper. Yeah. Where like Jim wraps everything on Dwight's desk, including the desk, with wrapping paper, yeah, to make it look like it's wrapped, but it's actually just the paper. So he sits down and everything like collapses.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. They have some great ones. I like the one where there was one where Jim is in the Scranton branch and Pam or somebody, like, he's following clues that were left there for him for, I don't know.
Yeah. He's like getting recruited for like the FBI, yeah, or something.
Yeah. Good times. All right. Create an infinite loop of shopping carts around their car. That is trippy. And I will put this link in the show notes, but this is trippy. It's from boardpanda.com though. Number 5 is one of those think of the neighbors ones. Attach an air horn to their seat.
Yeah, no, please don't do that. Don't ever do that to anyone.
Terrible.
Unless they work in an office by themselves. The mouse prank, which is to put a piece of paper underneath the little laser thing at the bottom of the mouse so it doesn't work. That would drive me insane.
Yeah.
Delight their taste buds with caramel onions.
Oh, that's
instead
so
of
mean.
Caramel apples, caramel onions.
Also a lot of work.
This is for the hardcore practical jokers. Like, this is for the Jim Halperts of the world.
True.
Oh my God, this next one is crazy.
How do you do this?
Become a seat and watch people's reaction. I wish I linked to it. It must be like a seat cover, and this person is sitting with the headrest and the seat over him and a shirt that is the same color as it, and just his hands are sticking out and it looks really funny.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be like a make and model of your car. Like, not all cars could do that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hang Kim Jong-un up on the staff picture wall.
I suppose you'd have to have a staff picture wall.
Right? Who has one of those nowadays? I'm sure plenty of people do. We just don't. make Mentos ice bombs for your friends that love soda. So put the ice cube tray with Mentos in the water, and then the Mentos hits the soda, and then the soda explodes. Yeah.
Right. I like wasn't quite sure where that one was going. I understand now.
Yeah. That one is also pretty funny. Maybe not for at work, though. So they might get their suit dirty, but... Replace the air freshener with a different scent. This one is the shrimp scent. Oh, God.
Also, where do you buy a can of shrimp scent? And also, follow-up question, why does a shrimp scent in a can exist?
Right, it's hairspray.
What is that about?
It's hairspray, too.
What? Why?
Oh, it's bait spray. Bait spray.
is it like you
it's
spray
for fishing.
Like a,
it's for
a
fishing.
Fly? Like, I don't, why?
No, so it's
fishing people out there, explain this to me. Why is this a thing?
It's you, like, you spray it on your bait and it attracts probably like creatures that eat shrimp.
But doesn't your bait already have a smell? Because theoretically you're using live bait, yeah?
I don't know.
I don't fish. What?
I mean, I think it depends.
Yeah.
Somebody else can read the next one if you want to.
Oh, no, I can't do. No. Oh, that's so scary. That is cruel.
Prank at Walmart. Somebody puts a fake snake head in the produce.
Don't do that. Don't ever do that.
That's pretty funny, though.
That is very mean. Some people are very scared of snakes. Do not do that to people.
True.
Leave a surprise for whoever redoes the carpet. This is hysterical. So somebody wrote Get Out in red paint and like have like bloody handprints, and it's like going towards like where the radiator is, and I think that's really funny. The Cage copier put Nicolas Cage's face on top of the copy machine so it will copy that over whatever everybody do. Oh, no, it'll copy it under it, right? So you'll get the silhouette of Nick Cage's face.
Yep, yep, sure will.
I kind of love that. I want to do that just to have it, not as a prank. Paint soap with clear nail polish and leave it in the shower.
That's mean. That's also a waste of soap.
True.
You could probably get it off. It's more of a waste of nail polish. It's committing to the prank, though. And it's probably one of the nicer ones out of all the ones that we've read so far.
Yes. This next one is real mean.
Go ahead.
Install an air horn as a door wall protector. That's really mean to everyone.
Too much with the air horns.
Yeah, stop it. No pranks with air horns.
Let's see. Next one, bathroom is occupied and it's put a pair of shoes and jeans on top of a toilet bowl.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really clever. I would have never thought to do that.
No, me neither. All right, and then the final one, it mix Skittles, M&Ms, and Reese's Pieces in the same bowl.
Ooh.
In the break room. That doesn't sound, like, pleasant at all.
Man, I love all of those things, but together.
No, especially when you don't know what to expect.
No, I couldn't imagine like thinking I'm getting a Reese's and then it being a Skittles.
Yeah, that's real mean.
Ooh.
Yeah. One day when Jay was still at Google, they actually did the move somebody's office into the bathroom prank.
Nice.
Because he wasn't in the office that day, so they like literally set it up, and there's a picture that I've seen, and it's really funny.
Nice. That's just good fun, because you figure if like the whole office is going to go to that kind of effort, like they have to like you. You're not going to do that for someone you don't like.
Exactly. Agreed. True. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but Jamie Jo had this really fun status up on Facebook, and it was the unpopular opinion game named 10 things that most people like that you don't. Can you think of like five things that most people like and you don't? Mm. So hers were guacamole, football, pop country, mushrooms, Fast and Furious movies, 99 primetime TV, Whoppers candy, Red Hot Chili Peppers, roller coasters, and Sally Field.
Sally Field is a national treasure.
I would say, does anyone unironically actually like Fast and Furious?
I love all those types of movies. Okay. Here's my hot take.
Corrected.
I like all the White House Down movies, all the Angel Has Fallen movies. Okay, White House has fallen, Olympus has fallen, whatever the fuck it's called, London has fallen. I love all of those movies.
Yeah, country is one for me. Bacon. Bacon would be another one.
Oh, everybody loves bacon, though.
Not me.
Oh, you don't like bacon.
Don't like bacon.
But do you not like it because you're a vegetarian, or do you not like it because even if you weren't a vegetarian, you would still not like it?
That.
That's intense.
Yeah, just don't like it. Our grocery store had meat in it for the first time in a while, so Daniel went to town on the meat. Bacon being one of them. So our house has smelled like bacon for a couple mornings and I don't like it.
Man, it's so good.
Okay, I have one. Speaking of that, truffle oil.
I just like anything mushroom though.
I don't mind truffle fries while we're out, but Jay bought himself as a little birthday gift when we went to Costco together on Thursday to get his cheesecake. So I was like, there might be a pandemic, but I can't make you a cake. So we're just going to go get cheesecake.
Is hard.
It's his favorite, though. But he got, we needed more of the, spray for like the pan. And it, right next to it was truffle oil. And he was like, I'm going to get me this for my birthday. And I had some, and I had a terrible taste in my mouth for the next, 3 days, and he's been making it using it to make omelets every morning, and every morning I'm like, oh, it smells like truffle oil again. Why?
That's a good idea. My parents, when they came back from Italy, that was one of the things they brought us, were, little bottles of truffle oil, and I'm, using it so sparingly, because I'm really going to be sad when it's gone.
Yeah. Sprinkles it, but God said that he doesn't like mushrooms, The Catcher in the Rye, rap music, Will Ferrell, crowded venues, soccer, the St. Louis Cardinals, the smell of flowers, the Bachelor and Bachelorette TV shows, and dumb surveys on Facebook. It sounds like you're just kind of old.
Yeah,
no, Will Ferrell.
That sounds like old white dude to me.
I will second him on Will Ferrell. It's not that I don't like it, but I am not as into music as the entire rest of the world is.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. You're
just like as a activity, or just as a across the board.
Just like across the board. Like if you ask me, like, what is my favorite group? Like, I don't, you know, I listen to a bit of this and that that's on the radio or Pandora. I have things I like, but I don't. Eh. Concerts also. I do not like concerts as much as other people do.
Really? Mm. I love going to concerts.
Me too. But I do appreciate a seat nowadays. Actually, I've always appreciated a seat. I don't really like standing room only because I am short.
Yeah.
So standing room only, someone taller than me will inevitably stand in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be able to see. And I spend the whole time doing this, moving side to side. And I can't see. Yeah.
But I do love lawn seats when everybody's sitting down.
Yep. Yeah.
That sounds nice. And there's different concerts. There are concerts that I would still go to, but I feel like it's just kind of few and far between. Okay. It's got to really hit the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. I feel like this is a contrarian's dream, this survey thing.
I'm trying to think about, like, okay, so we talked about food. I kind of like all food, so I don't know.
Fuck truffle oil, man. I know it's hard. It's difficult, but I know that it's also probably like once we get the ball rolling, it'd be easier to think of things, right?
Yeah.
No, I think like Bachelor, like reality TV. I feel like I just don't get it.
I used to always be solidly in that camp, and still until I got sucked into Survivor. I don't watch The Bachelor, but I also don't really have like a strong opinion on it either way. And I'm sure I could sit down and watch some episodes.
Yeah.
Especially just to listen to the podcast about it, mainly.
That's fair.
Yeah. How fucked up would it be right now if I was like, that TV show lost?
Yeah. Oh, it sucked.
I still have never seen it. You either, Amanda, right?
I watched the first season and a half, and then I could kind of fall in the lost category. I would fall on that. I will fall on that sword for the team. I think, and granted, I jumped off fairly early, so they might have redeemed themselves. But there was a point in season two where it was very clear that they didn't know where they were going, and they were just like, untying knots and like creating storylines that they were never going to pay off. They were just trying to confuse the audience until they figured out where they were going. And that drives me crazy with suspense television. You should know where you're going so you can get there in a very efficient and cool way.
I was on Jack's Lost Rewatch show this past week.
How'd that go?
Good. I talked about two episodes that I enjoyed. I was on with Eric Skull, who invited me to be on an episode of MuggleCast, and I was so excited that I couldn't fucking answer him. I was like, yes.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yes. 2007 me cannot breathe right now.
Nice.
I hope that happens because I am so excited. All right, I got to think about this some more. Everybody write in. Let us know.
I killed it with Lost. Sorry, guys.
You didn't kill it with Lost. You didn't kill it with Lost. Write in, guys. Give us just 5 things if you can't do 10. Because we couldn't even come up with like 2. So, no.
Oh,
okay, salad. Most people like salad, and I don't really like salad.
Oh, salad's so good.
I love salad.
Yeah, most people do. I don't like salad, so... Okay, here's another one. See, now I've got the floodgates open.
Yeah, see, you just did, all it takes is one.
Those damn Mad Max movies. I hate them.
Yeah, I don't see their point.
My problem is that for a lot of this stuff, I just haven't seen it.
Well, don't. It's stupid.
Or listen to it if it's music.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, write us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call 331-276-2373. Let us know what you don't like that most people like, because I think that this could be a fun, you know, shelter in place exercise, and you're gonna have some time to think about it. So
Yeah, I like this. This is fun.
Yeah, this is fun.
I thought about some things that I don't like that everyone else does. Like
what?
Maybe I'm not as alone as I thought, but basically I hate everything about the wedding industrial complex and the baby industrial complex. And when I say everything, I mean pretty much everything. I hate the proposal. I hate the pomp and circumstance around it. I hate the flashiness and publicness of it. I hate that it's a man to a woman, basically always. I hate that it's not a common just conversation between two people. I hate everything leading up to it. Why are there so many fucking events? Why are there so many occasions that you're required to send a gift? I hate the actual ceremony of it. Usually I just hate all of it.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Same thing for babies. Like, so I'm excited that you're pregnant, but like, why also do I have to send a million gifts for all these different occasions? Yeah. And see all the cliches. Like, it's just both of those things have turned into these giant cliches.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I wouldn't say I hate the wedding industry, but I've been in a committed relationship for 6 years and we're not married. So it says a little something about how I feel about the whole thing.
And I mean, you know, I am married and I have like, you know, if people should do like what they're going to do and they should do the ceremony that they want to do. And if they like all of the cliches, then by all means lean in. But I just.
They're not for you. That you don't like, totally you don't like fine. The expectations that it sets. But I think, you know, I had a big wedding and I would do it again because I love throwing parties. In fact, I kind of do it again every May.
To be fair, your wedding was very fun.
I have never
been to another wedding that had a mashed potato bar.
I know.
It was amazing.
I never got any of that mashed potato bar too.
Don't worry, I ate your share. It was delicious.
It did end with the to-go cups of vodka that Sarah and Sarah walked around that hotel with.
Yep. I almost got electrocuted. Like, it was great. It was a great wedding.
We almost got electrocuted. Good times. Yeah. But like, I get it. Like, it's the, you should be able to not feel like you have to do things a certain way. Like, you have to have.
Exactly. And spend so much money. Like, I hate, I mean, it's like, you know, capitalism comes in and that's a huge problem. But I find that kind of absurd.
But yes, I agree. Because I often think the amount of money I have spent because other people believe in the industry of marriage is a little bit, if I added up all that money, I think it would be a very, very hard pill to swallow.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't believe in all of it in the same way that like, and yes, you know, it's better to give than to receive, but like that will never come back.
Yeah.
Like I have spent lots of money because other people wanted to have this experience.
That's true. Yeah. You have to buy, because if you're in a bridal party, you need to buy your own dress. And if you go to a bachelorette party, you have to pay for everything.
Well, now airfare and... Yeah.
How is airfare, like, when did that become a thing that airfare is involved in a fucking bachelorette party?
Mm-hmm. If you fly to, if you fly somewhere.
Exactly.
Fly somewhere, which I have done for a couple of bachelorettes. I've done for a couple.
Yeah. Well, my friends, a lot of my girlfriends are in New York. So if I wanted to go to a bachelorette party, I had to fly up for it.
I feel like that's different. If it's like, okay, the person lives there. And so if you want to go, then you do have to leave.
You're talking about like a bachelorette in Vegas or something.
I'm talking about destination bachelorettes, which are like the new thing, which I'm like, how does anyone feel okay with asking their friends to
I know,
do
I'm
that?
Like, guys, I can get drunk anywhere.
They went from being a
anywhere.
Night out to being a multiple day affair.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I probably could have put a down payment on a house on the amount of money if I added up.
That's
true. Of the amount of money I have spent on weddings, bachelorettes, baby showers in the past 15 years.
That's
I probably could have put a down payment on
it. Well, thank you for everything that you've spent on my things.
Oh, your things were fun. But that's the thing. It's like a lot of times it is a lot of fun. It's like the bachelorettes that I went and like spent the most money on and really traveled to, I had a good time. Right. I did.
But you're saying that there's a way that they could have still, like, you know, gone out in, like, the Upper East Side and had just as much fun.
Or just like, yeah, why even do it at all? Because the whole thing is this like symbolism of this is your last night of quote unquote freedom. Like that's what that's about.
Yeah.
And so what it's about at the root of it is kind of fucked up.
Just change what it's about.
Yeah. I can be morally opposed to it and also have a really great time. And those things don't have to be mutually exclusive.
It's just a celebration of, like a celebration in general. Like that's how I look at everything as like life is a party. So like I never looked at like my bachelorette party as like my last day of freedom. I was always more like, all right, we're gonna have fun and we're gonna celebrate things. It's like an extra birthday. Let's do this.
Actually, your bachelorette party was right around the past couple of days because I saw it in
I got it in my time hop today.
I think it was actually this morning. It was in the time hop. It was you, me, and Allison
in the backseat of a cab. And I used that as my profile picture on Facebook for a little while because my boobs look great in that picture. Go back and relook at
it. That was a very nice dress. I still really am envious of that leather jacket.
That's the jacket that disintegrated. But I love that jacket. That's the jacket that disintegrated.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it wasn't
back
leather.
Years, huh?
It was pleather. Hold on, now I gotta pull it off and make sure I'm talking about the right jacket. But no, I was so devastated. That was when we went to the casino night back in November with Jay's office, and I wore that, and the heated seats were on, and it was fine when I left that when I got into the car, and the heated seats like melted it because it hadn't been worn in like several years. It's one of those like form-fitting jackets, and I haven't been able to wear it in a couple years. Oh, I loved it so much. It was from Express too. That's probably why it.
Oh, Express, RIP. Actually, are there still Expresses?
I feel like they died with the early 2000s. No, there's still Expresses, and I still longingly go through it and wish that. Yep, that's the jacket. It's this picture, right?
Yep.
Look at them titties. Look how good they look. Oh no, it's poutine.
Oh, look at those delicious French fries.
Also good. Yeah.
Oh, spuds.
Oh man, I used to look so young. You and Allison look the exact same still. Gosh. Okay, so weddings and bachelorettes part, you know, whatever, boo, but yay at the same time. We're all over the place.
Just things that I dislike that most people like.
Fair enough. Sure.
And I feel like that's improved in the conversation.
Your bachelorette party was good because it was like one night.
There was karaoke and Miley Cyrus and pizza at 3 a.m. as there should be.
Yeah, that's nice. It's simple. It's not asking people to go across the country and spend like a 4-day weekend together.
And I got to sleep in my own bed that night.
Well, I also wonder if, because people are getting married later now, there's more of that like adult status of having some extra cash to be able to fly
perhaps
someplace.
That is true. That people have the disposable income now.
Yeah, or a little bit more than they would have had if they've gotten married at like 22, 23, 24, 25.
No, that's fair. Actually, the bachelorette party I went to in Vegas last year, I think part of the deciding factor for it was because, you know, most people could afford it at this point and, you know, being kind of older. And, I think that was actually a big reason for it.
This is a really great time to have a bachelorette party. You can get a real cheap deal on. Right. If you want to hit up the casino in Missouri, I bet you can fly there and not even have to social distance.
Right. Yeah. Just everyone pick a slot machine 6 feet away from each other.
I don't even know if there are casinos there. All right. Anyway, sorry. Feedback. Greg said, I finally caught up on Sabrina. You're right. The cheerleader thing did come back and had a bigger purpose, which I loved. And I don't think they did any more band songs after my last comment. So the music stuff that was bugging me went away for the most part. I actually really enjoyed the finale. I love when a show goes nuts. And I love the storytelling device they use for the final episode. I always like it when it's used in a fun, effective way, staying vague to avoid spoilers. Agreed.
Yeah, that is a really good spoiler-free comment.
Yeah.
Like I totally got what he was talking about, but I think if you hadn't seen it, it doesn't give anything away.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes.
Greg? Tucker said, yes, Sabrina is great. Took me a while to adjust to Salem not talking and Aunt Zelda being so different from the original. But now I really like it. I also love the finale.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Aaron says, I'm glad that you're still making podcasts despite this crisis. I am very glad that people are still listening despite this crisis.
Agreed.
Because I know that.
I think it's easier for us to make the podcast than it is necessarily for people to listen to the podcast.
So very true.
We are blissfully unaffected.
Yes.
We were social distancing before it was a thing.
This is true. And honestly, I feel like right now, anybody that has like an audio presentation of some sort or written like, you know, format, our job is to document, like be like a time capsule of this period, like keep talking about what is going on, and what we went through, because 5 years from now, when everyone's back to normal and they've forgotten about this time period, it's great to have that out there for the record. Like, don't forget.
Yeah. I don't think we'll forget in 5 years. I think in a generation or so.
Oh, dude, we're going to forget like, in 5 years. Oh,
what was that like when you guys lived through the COVID thing?
Oh, we're gonna forget in 5 years and go back to normal.
I think, collectively as a culture, I think we will. I think the story gets a little loose and the memory gets a little fuzzy.
Right. I think that's why it's important for people to keep documenting in some form, like, because even when I think about, because we talked about this, and Will, it's on my list, I swear to God, by next week, our top five episodes, right, for Will to go back and re-listen to, and when I think about the one with all the doom porn, that was a period of time, that summer was insane. That was when that episode title came about because Donald Trump was having a Twitter war with Kim Jong-un, and like we all thought that we're looking at bunkers and thinking like, okay, this is it. Like nuclear war is probably maybe imminent. Like who knows? And
right. And we weren't completely kidding. We were a little kidding, but we were also kidding to like disguise the fact that it could legitimately have happened.
Right. And that was a massive thing. Like that was, that was a huge thing that was going on. But like, everybody's kind of back to normal, like that's not a thing anymore, except for the fact that, you know, North Korea is still testing nuclear weapons like daily, and none of the like, you know, going across the neutral zone or whatever it's called, like none of any of the theatrics that Trump has done with Kim Jong-un has put us in, has made any progress. We're set back than what we were. But because that was the circus show of 2017, we've all forgotten about it. Like, because every day is crazier than the next day, and we don't have the retention to remember like how crazy something was 3 summers ago. It's just,
Yes. We will be significantly and forever affected by what's going on now. Like our culture will be different, but
will it though?
But I think as a society, we are quick to forget. So I think individuals will remember their experience very clearly, but as the larger collective of humanity, we are wont to forget things quicker than I think we are willing to admit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I see what you guys are saying, and I agree. I think my thought was more along the lines of what you were saying, Amanda, that this is going to affect and change our society for a very long time. My hope is that, I guess, that we aren't so quick to forget, and that in not forgetting, like, we learn from it, and actually make changes going forward, because there are huge structural changes that we should be looking at right now. And we have the next crisis that has been staring us in the face for years in climate change. So like, now is the time to take the lessons from this and use them. And that's my ultimate hope. But yeah, I'm not 100% optimistic that that's going to happen. But I think like for us, like this will be one of those things that we remember, just like 9/11 is one of those things that we remember, like, there was a before and there's an after, and we will remember the before and the after.
Well, let's hope that the after doesn't entail pointless bullshit like the TSA and ICE and like restrictions on like you can't bring a water bottle on a plane because it's going to blow it up. Like, let's just hope that, you know, the after isn't worse than I don't know. All right, moving on. Matt says, the recommended time to wash your hands also happens to be the same length as the broadcast theme song.
Huh.
Look at that. We're promoting good hygiene. He also says, I'm sure you'll probably talk a lot about Tiger King, but at some point in this quarantine, maybe have a full segment discussion based on sex education.
Oh.
I could talk
we about are that. All done.
We are. Yeah,
we are.
We all finished.
We can talk about sex education. I need to talk about Tiger King, though, because that is like, we need to.
Well,
like,
it's also fresher in the mind, I feel like.
Gosh, guys. It's just, it's like, Shandy, every episode is more what the fuck than the last. And like, it has everything. Like, everything. It just is. Like,
is it like 40-minute episodes? Are they long?
Yeah, they're like hour episodes.
Yeah, they're
hour
like
episodes.
Well, I don't know if
hour, hour. So yeah, they're between like 46 and 48 minutes.
Yeah, they're not okay. They're not that long because we watched it in a weekend, and yeah, we finished it on Monday, right? I think so. Yeah, we watched it in a couple of days. It's only 7 episodes though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, I started it like last Wednesday and finished it by Sunday.
Yeah, and the more you watch it, the more you're like,
I have to. Okay,
you're like,
no, because I also like I started Anne with an E. I think like last week and I was texting you guys about it. Yeah. I still haven't finished the first episode.
No,
I
really go to like Tiger King.
It's well, just really long.
That, yeah, that like Tiger requires is, a little more of you.
Tiger King is, so, you know, we talked about how my office was watching Love is Blind and I was like, this is the trash we need right now. No, Tiger King is the trash that we need right now. It was like, hold my beer, Love is Blind, because... I have literally everything. Like that meme of going around of Stefan saying like what it has. No, that meme leaves off like 4 or 5 major things that happen in this show. And it is just so what the fuck.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
And I can't even like me saying this is not even going to overhype it for you. That's the thing.
It is absurd.
Yeah. Go watch it. Everybody listening to this show on Friday. You can finish it by Monday like Jay and I did. And yeah, it's so crazy. Like, and there are things that I didn't even know were things until I watched this.
Yeah.
So you learn things too.
I don't know if I needed to learn them,
it's
but
not
I did.
All things that I'm happy to know.
Yeah,
it's not information I'm glad to have.
Oh no.
And then wait till the companion pieces we'll share with you, like the fact that one of the major characters in the show sat next to Britney fucking Spears at the 2001 VMAs and is in pictures with her. And I won't even, I'll just leave it at that because.
Interesting.
A generation of memes were made. I'm just saying they were born. A generation of memes were born. And like, pop culture is never going to be the same because the show is so nuts. Like, anyway. All right. Mike says, sheltering in place by working from home, doing tech support for the city, setting up many computers for remote access. Just me and the cats all day long. Czar, my current supervisor. Picture of the kitty cat.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, I learned that Zoe sits on our table quite a lot.
Well, yes, sneaky cat.
Dan wants to know if we prefer red or green grapes. Red grapes, obviously.
Green grapes.
Red.
I like both.
Mm. I don't really like grapes. The texture. I don't like the texture.
No, I don't mind. I'll eat a green grape, but I love red grapes. If I had a choice, it would be red grapes all the time, including in my wine.
I do like frozen grapes, like in drinks, but. Yeah, just as a rule, the skin of a grape I don't like.
Oh,
I'd rather drink it as wine.
Mama G says tomorrow night, Wednesday, April 1st, please put a candle luminary outside to honor all medical workers who are giving their all to save lives. So
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing either. This will be a little bit late by the time we air this, but I guess check your local like neighborhood. Websites and pages and stuff, because I'm sure that this is not the last time that we're going to do this, because this crisis is supposed to get worse. So,
yeah.
And of course, a huge thank you to everyone out there who is a healthcare provider and an essential employee who is out there on the front lines and making sure that things work right and building, you know, medical equipment as quickly as they can, and people who are sewing masks. And thank you to everyone. You guys are the heroes that people, food workers, like, you know, grocery store, like, you're the heroes that should have been honored all along, that I think a lot of progressives were screaming about how.
I know, weird. It's like,
funny.
It's like we were advocating for a living wage for some of these people, and
it's funny, almost that's
interesting.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's what she says. Let's get into it. Let's do it.
We are getting close to 200, which is kind of exciting.
If everybody can hear that thumping in the background. Amanda, do you want to explain?
Maybe it is coming from outside.
Always coming from outside.
I can feel the vibrations through the computer.
How many loads did I do last night?
That must have felt so satisfying. Oh, no. Go ahead.
All right, here it goes. I already beat you and Greg.
I wasn't able to do it during the week.
How many people saw me doing it?
You didn't hurt yourself, which is my primary concern.
I stayed up all night until 10 a.m. finishing it.
Feel like I gotta get this in.
You put a hold on it?
If I'm not sweating, I go as long as I could.
We had her come once a month. Poor girl.
No more, no less.
Fuck the patriarchy.
And now we make sure to do it before she comes down.
We'll see how long it goes.
How long are they? Maybe we can do two.
Sometimes we've done it in 10.
Maybe I'll go down under. Why the fuck not?
Fuck it. We're doing Florence. Oh, the city, not the person.
At the point that I finished last night at 11:20, I was like, fuck this.
I will go with the giver.
Always go with the giver.
Always go with the giver. It's a great book. Seriously. Also, everyone wants a giver than a receiver, let's be honest. I am really happy with what I got.
You can do it for everyone.
We're not doing another one.
Do you want me to take that one? Thanks, Matt. All right, moving into Butter She Mails, we're going to kick this off with a voicemail from Will. Yay!
Hey, ladies, this is Will. I'm not trying to say I was in quarantine before it was cool, but I was pretty much not doing anything before the stay-in-place order went into effect. Like, I was canceling, like, my gamer meetup meetings because I didn't like the idea of us passing game pieces around with this virus going around. So I was looking at my schedule and I don't think I've actually had human in-person social activity since the end of February. So it's been like a month for me and I'm going fucking crazy. I was home a lot before then because I wasn't working, but at least I could go out at night and hang out with friends or go to movies or whatever. But now it's pretty much just me and the dogs, and they're getting on my fucking nerves right now. See, one of them's, anyway, so what have I been doing? I've been watching a lot of movies. I've been watching a lot of Netflix. Been playing a lot. I've made so much progress on some of these video games, especially this, like, Animal Crossing game. I would never have gotten as far as I have if it wasn't for this. But, you know, I also have been doing a lot of cleaning and organizing, so I wouldn't be ashamed to have someone come visit right now, but unfortunately no one can come visit. My gym made some exercise videos available online. Les Mills. And it looks like a public video. I could probably post these for everybody to use if they wanted to, but anyway. So kind of bored, but getting by. I want to I had a cold yesterday and I was really sick a few weeks ago, but I don't know what it was, but I'm getting by. We'll get through this and I'll talk to you later. Bye. Stop. Hang up.
Okay. The best part is the end. Stop.
Oh, that's so good. Little epilogue.
That's awesome about your gym. Purebred is doing the live streams too daily, and I was doing really good last week, but I haven't done a single thing since last Wednesday. I think Thursday is the last time I did something, so oops.
Yeah, my gym's doing it too. I got to check it out. I went running a couple weeks ago, and I feel like I like did something to my oblique, which is weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm trying to rest.
Good thing you've got plenty of time to rest. You know, that's a good like PSA out there for anybody that's looking for at-home workouts to do. I heard two of my coworkers are doing Peloton has a free subscription right now for, I don't know if it's 30 or 90 days, but like if anybody, and it's not just for the bicycle stuff, it's actually for all their fitness classes. I know Daily Burn routinely has, I think perpetually has like a free trial for 30 days on Groupon. I see it all the time. My mom has done it through there and she likes their stuff that they have to offer. I know that I've gotten so many emails from so many of those fitness things that has opened up parts of their catalog for people who are interested in doing so. So I would do a search maybe of like, you know, free fitness programs right now or something like that. But there's definitely opportunities out there for anybody that is going stir crazy at home and is tired of like going for a walk and wants something else to do. So check, I just, you know, do a Google search because it's definitely out there. All right, I guess now, and Will, I'm so excited that we've now talked to you 3 weeks in a row. So yay.
Amazing.
I know. Woohoo. And again, if anybody wants to send us an email, broadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call, 331-276-2373. We are all in this together and we just want to hear from everyone and find out what they are doing. All right. I guess we're going to finish up this show with an Andy update.
All right. This week in Andy's social distancing. Hey, broads. In another reality, I'm sending you a parody email as you do an April Fool's Brocast episode.
Oh, I didn't even see this part, this email before I did my other thing.
But then all of this happened, and that feels so damn long ago. Well, not much else to do but carry on until these storm clouds pass. As you can guess, not much to update you on. Well, it's been a while since I tried any online dating, and they are still around trying to navigate this with tips about dating while distancing. Considering how often my messages went unanswered, I think I was quite good at a different kind of distance dating.
Oh.
I wonder if my chances will be better once this is over. I've said before, I'm used to not being touched that often, but we're all dealing with an extreme version of that right now, and even I'm feeling a bit of that. We're social creatures. It's how we've survived and thrived, and while this distancing is necessary, it's obviously not easy. Anyway, I saw that we may be dealing with a condom shortage, as one of the biggest production companies had to shut down because of this.
Really?
So between social distancing and my prolonged abstinence, does this make me even more selfless? Anyway, you're welcome, condom users. Finally, I saw something you'll probably like, COVID-19 pickup lines.
Oh, Jesus.
And there's a LinkedIn NPR article. Colleen can probably do a deep dive on Twitter for some prime ones. Any laughs we can get these days are welcome. Hashtag I'm 6 feet from hers, Andy.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I didn't know that these existed, but...
I think the first one is my favorite one. It is a picture... it's a picture of a scene from Notting Hill, and it says, I'm just a girl standing 6 feet away from a boy, asking him to maybe move back another foot.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
Yeah.
Is it hot in here, or is it just our fevers and shortness of breath?
Oh, I like this next one. It's picture from When Harry Met Sally. And it's when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start in 12 months, maybe 18.
I like this toilet paper one.
Yeah.
Baby, do you need a toilet paper? Because I could be your Prince Charmin.
Oh, that's good.
Prince Charmin is quite brilliant, and I love it so much.
Good times.
You know,
we can make this a recurring segment.
Yeah, let's make this a recurring segment. That's a good place to stop right now. Mm-hmm. But if we can, Shandy, can you put this in the outline for next week? The hashtag, mm-hmm. so we can check it out and see if it is, you know, still a thing next week.
Sure thing.
I can't believe I missed this. See, I go off the internet during the day. Okay, I just want to make the point that I have been on the internet less since I've been working at home than when I am at the office. Which, again, is really weird. And probably not something that I should admit while Carmen, hi. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Andy, for that, because we're going to have to keep an eye on that hashtag. That was awesome. Thank you. Thanks for everybody. Thank you to everybody for listening. We appreciate it. We know that everybody's podcast listening schedule is crazy off right now. So we do appreciate that you're listening, and we hope that you are keeping yourself safe. You're washing your hands. You're staying inside. And if you have children, surviving life with them, you know, we're all in this together. Just remember, when you see a child playing with the rocks on the side of the trail,
don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
Breathe through it. Have a little patience.
Have a little patience. That child has been stuck inside and they don't have a playground they can go to.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, now perhaps more than ever in our lifetime, it is about the collective.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Hell yeah.
So if that's not your personal values, then maybe, I don't know.
Maybe you should consider your reconsider your personal values.
Yeah,
maybe. Just remember, this is what we've been. A lot of people have been saying this for a long time. Society.
I know, it's like God. The universe had to come and prove liberals' point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it really sucks to be right.
Right.
I did not want it to be this way.
There's nothing like a pandemic to come along and even the playing field for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just remember that anybody out there that might need reminding, remember when we're through this and we're back to the usual, and you know, you think that somebody that doesn't make a lot of money is not worthy of, you know, getting healthcare or something, anything else. Like, just remember that we're all in this together, and most people are human beings that are not trying to, like, scam a system. They're just trying to survive.
Yep. Well said.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, so much again, though. We appreciate it. We hope everybody is staying safe out there. Like, all jokes aside, respiratory illnesses are no joke. So everybody, seriously, in all seriousness, stay safe out there and stay healthy and wash your hands and don't needlessly go to stores. I get it. Like, you know, I get it. It's really hard to be inside and it's really easy to come up with excuses to leave for something, but just do your best. Do what you can.
Do what you can. Don't invite your neighbors over for a drink.
No.
Yes. Just remember, there's a difference between the hand sanitizers in the alcohol and hand sanitizers and the alcohol and the imbibe. Both will make you feel good, but for different reasons. And one will not keep you from getting sick. Don't share drinks either. All right, so we'll be back next week. We'll be back for more fun. Please note, if you didn't hear already, the May meetup that we usually have, the podcast yearly podcast meetup, has been postponed. It will now be the last weekend in September. I think we're working on figuring out hotel accommodations because the usual hotel is booked for that. Somehow it's booked this far out. So stay tuned for more information on that. But we hope that, you know, if anybody, if the end of September works for you, come on down. Thanks to the patrons, as always, especially the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Destroyer of Time, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Greg the Gray. Thank you guys so much. If you are practicing your social distancing and instead ordering things through Amazon, you can go to the Amazon affiliates link, and that is janejack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. And that's about it for me. Does anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Cool. All right. Well, on that note, guys, thank you for playing. Thank you for being my social, my weekly social distancing social hour.
Yeah.
Likewise.
All right. Well, everybody stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you next week. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Bye.